Let us be attentive.
God is wonderful among his saints. Bless God in the congregations.
Wisdom.
O Lord, remember David and all his meekness. The Lord swore in truth to David, and he will not annul it.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians.
Let us be attentive.
I would have you know that the gospel which was preached by me is not man's gospel. For I did not receive it from man, nor was I taught it. But it came through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people, so extremely zealous was I for the traditions of my fathers. But when he who had set me apart before I was born and had called me through his grace was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not confer with flesh and blood, nor did I do up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. But I went away into Arabia, and again I returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas and remained with him 15 days. But I saw none other of the apostles except James, the Lord's brother.
Peace be with you, the reader. Thank you, Father. Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with you all.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
When the wise men departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt and remain there till I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, was in a furious rage, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time which he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they were no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus reigned over Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled. He shall be called a Nazarene.
Peace be with you who proclaim the gospel.
Christ is born. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, as Johnny Cash would have it, it's Sunday morning coming down. Or, put another way, after the ecstasy comes the laundry. Or put still another way, after we joined with the shepherds and the angels and the magi worshiping the birth of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, there enters onto the scene the Herods of this world. Now, not only was Herod a political leader of very questionable morality and leadership, he can also be seen as a spiritual type, because we all have Herods in our lives. We all have forces in our lives that are trying to dismantle, discourage, or even eliminate and exterminate the joy of knowing a world under the leadership of Christ. We carry around Herods in our own hearts, every bit as much as we read of Herods in human history. So now, we're facing those Herods. And for most of the world, you know how the holiday season ends? It ends on something known as Blue Monday. Blue Monday is the third Monday of January. That's when the Herods of our lives come into their glory and set us into despondency. The toys are broken, the Visa card is due, we're back to work. Where's the holiday spirit? We have to, if we want to continue our lives in Christ, to slay the Herods of the Spirit that dominate us. Now, there's lots of ways we can do that, and there are lots of spiritual exercises we can perform. But I'm going to offer this morning a very practical way to slay the Herods of our lives. It's very practical, very simple, but you still might find it a challenge. If we look at the first five books of the Bible, known as the Torah or the Law of Moses, we discover something that might seem so simple that we overlook it. It's this commandment: remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It's remarkable, if you have eyes and ears attuned to it, to see how often and how important the Sabbath day occurs in the Scriptures. It's something that is so overlooked now that it is to our spiritual and moral peril. For there is a pattern to creation that is repeated in the life of Israel and now in the church. Each of the first 6 days of the week, God worked, God created, God labored. But on the seventh day, he rested. When Moses in the wilderness was told to create a space for Israel, he was instructed carefully by God. On the first day to do this, on the second day to labor over this, on the third day work out that, and on the seventh day to rest. There is a 7-day pattern woven into the very body and soul of the Scriptures. The Sabbath day, remember it to keep it holy. Why is this so important? Well, the best way to understand it is to see what happens when we don't remember it, when we don't keep it holy. We have a 24/7 world. You can watch football, I'm told now, from 8 a.m. to 12 midnight. You can shop online at 4 a.m. You are woven into the fabric, not of the Scriptures, but of the secular consumer lifestyle. And so you're left disoriented. You're left oscillating between momentary pleasures and the pain that comes after when the bill comes due. Disoriented, oscillating in a never, never land that never, never ends. And you forget God, and you forget his holiness, and you forget your calling, which, according to the Torah, is to become a royal priesthood and a holy nation. God took a risk. He gave over his creative order into the hands of mere sinful mortals. And he said, here, take care of this. Keep it holy. Remember the creative order of the world. And as the Magi set their whole constellation of life around one star, so too you center it around your worship, your recollection. What is the key word that we repeat Sunday after Sunday? Do this what? In remembrance of me. He left. God left all of his creation in the hands of our memory, our recollection, our honor. What do we do? Do we consecrate the universe to God? Or do we desecrate it? Are we priests offering up our thanksgiving gifts to God? Or are we consumers wasting, buying, selling, as Wordsworth said, laying waste our powers? It's a very simple formula for the new year. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. I'm not advocating blue laws. I don't think they work. I'm not saying it's up to the state to regulate our worship life. But we have to remember that just as there was a 7 days to creation, there's a 7-day pattern for recreating, consecrating, offering up glory to God, who has entrusted us, each and every one of us in this room, to remember him and to bring him to mind to the rest of the world around us before every day becomes like Blue Monday. That's our challenge. That's our calling. That's our gift. And you know what? That's our joy as well. For what joy can replace the joy of recalling the miracle of the birth, death, and resurrection of our Lord, who recreated our creation? I had a dear friend once who was the son of a dock worker in Baltimore. He used to say to me, "Why do you think they call it work? Yes, you have to go to work, but it's work. The joy comes in the rest, the Sabbath rest, to remember the Lord's Sabbath and to keep it holy." And may we preserve this gift that has been given us this Christmas by Jesus Christ himself. And may his name be remembered and glorified together with his eternal Father and his all-holy good and life-giving Spirit. Please rise. Amen.